Hello, coaches and training. This is Jen Trolson, and I am so excited because I get to share with you today a technique or a way of dropping into wordlessness. And that is going to be one of the paths of stillness that Martha shares in her book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. The one I'm going to be walking you through today is feeling the insides of your hands. So before I walk you through it, I just want to share a little bit about why is it that we want to drop into wordlessness. And, wordlessness is something that we're not used to. We're used to living in a society where learning and knowledge is based on words. It's reading, it's writing, it's spoken. What's interesting is that really we have this built-in inner wisdom that has no words, that is within us. And that's why we are so big in this training on sharing the mind-body connection, to help you tap in to the truth that is within you. Did that make any sense? To the truth that is within you. So Martha even says in her book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World, wordlessness is a destination in itself. And it connects us with the deep peace and presence that's already in us. It is that essential you. And what's really crazy is that this is actually taught by in cultures and traditions all over the world except our own, except here in the Western world. This is just a path of stillness. This helps you drop into wordlessness where you can start experiencing that essential you, that inner wisdom. So what I'm going to do is walk you through it now, and then I'll share a little bit at the end, and we'll wrap it up. So take a few deep breaths. Just settle into where you are. And settle into the natural rhythm of your breath. Closing your eyes, I want you to hold up one of your hands so that it's not touching anything, just the air. And I want you to ask, how can I know that my hand exists? How can I know that my hand exists? I'm going to let you sit there with that for a moment. You'll feel your mind's attention go inside your body to get the answer. There's no right or wrong answers. With your hand up in the air, how do you know that it exists? Now hold up your other hand. You have both hands in the air. Eyes are still closed. Breathing naturally. I want you to feel the inside of both your hands at the same time. Feel it. This is wordlessness. And as you are ready, you can slowly open your eyes, come out at your own time as I wrap up. And what's great for you guys is you're listening to the recording, so you can stay in that place of wordlessness. And I always tend to go there with you guys when I walk you through it. And so let me come out of my wordlessness and go back to words. And just feel. I'm going to read the last few sentences in Martha's book on her instructions or her guidance for the paths of stillness, because I think they're very important as you take this in and start using it. The paths of stillness, they're very simple, which shouldn't be confused with being easy. Persist at deep practicing these techniques until you feel flickers of softness, expansion, and peace. Then practice holding that sensation longer and longer. I don't know about you guys, but softness, expansion, and peace are always welcome in my world. So I want you to go. I want you to practice path of stillness. And I want you to be open to feeling the softness, the expansion, the peace. And if you don't feel anything, that's okay. Just keep practicing. Keep sitting with it with no expectations. Just holding up your hand with your eyes closed. And asking yourself, how can I know that my hand exists? And in the meantime, if you have any questions, there's always the forum to ask them or bring them to your mind-body class. We would be happy to answer them. And we'd also love to hear about your experience. So please do share. Until I see you in class, enjoy, you guys. I'll see you on the forum. Bye.